This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We also have Discord, where you can call in via our Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which allow you to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, it's normally Ian and Mark here in the studio on Saturday nights, but we're joined by a special guest co-host tonight. Hello, Riley Blake.
Hey, guys. I'm glad to be back on the show. I was on last night's show, and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, two nights in a row. For listeners that maybe are new to the show, or maybe they only hear us on Saturday nights, maybe they're only radio listeners. They don't know about the Free Talk Live Daily Digest, which is something that you put together, well, pretty much every single day.
Pretty much.
Because we do the show 7 days a week, and so you're there editing down our podcast version of the show to basically a 20 or 30 minute highlights reel. And you've been at it for, I think you said, more than 2 years now.
Yeah, I started in May 22nd of 2016.
And you're still doing it. Yeah. And it's much appreciated by, I think, about 1,000 listeners a day. I think that's pretty much what it attracts, which is like about a third or sometimes half of what we get. So it's really done very, very well.
Yeah.
So head over to freetalklive.com. You can actually go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You can get a special digest-only feed there if that's what you want. Maybe you're time-challenged. You only want to hear the digests. Riley makes them. And now he's here in our studio visiting us from Utah. And he's blind, by the way, which I always feel like to add in with Riley, even though our radio listeners would have no idea.
Well, right. If you hear that he's blind and then for whatever reason we're describing something and we explain, you know, what to Riley in particular, you know, what something looks like or whatever, then I don't know. I mean, on the radio, you probably don't need to explain it as much. Yeah.
So anyway, we're here. We'll take your calls about what you want. And we're going to start out tonight. It sounds like, Mark, you might be getting on the Trump train, and I'm a little concerned. Earlier,
why are you so dumb?
What are you talking about? Earlier, before we turned the microphones on, you were just talking about how Trump has done this great thing for the economy, and I called you out, and I questioned it.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I said.
Weren't you sitting right here, Riley? Wasn't he saying Trump has helped the economy?
It sounded like he was talking about the Trump dump.
Trump bump is what he called it.
Being a good thing for at least the stock market.
Well, that's what he corrected it to after I called him out on it. You were talking about how Trump's been great for the economy. It's a Trump bump. I said, well
there's been a lot of sales in many things that are exported.
I said, show me this Trump bump. I want to see. I've not, you know, I don't know anything about it. And then you came back with, and you only looked for 5 minutes, so maybe there's, you know, more to it than that. But and then you looked at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and you say, it's up under Trump. And I looked at the chart, and yeah, but it was also going up under Obama. So how can you say that that's Trump's fault?
Responsibility. Look, I didn't name it the Trump bump.
Okay, but
I'm simply telling you that this little tail here on this graph that is going up more quickly than everything else on this graph is being called the Trump bump.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that it is probably because many Wall Street firms said that basically, it's a free-for-all, baby. The regulations are going away. The regulators aren't going to care what we're doing. Let's do whatever the hell we want.
Isn't that just a mythology, though? I mean, yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a mythology.
Okay. But if at some point, reality is going to check in, and that might turn into a Trump dump at that point when it crashes.
Well, okay. So if you're going to hold a politician responsible.
I don't. Okay. I do not say that one politician controls the stock market. That's ridiculous.
Foolishness on our part to even think that politicians can control the economy.
I think they can control the economy, as evidenced by the Trump bump that we're seeing.
Politicians can get in the way of the economy. They can
get out of the way of the economy.
Yeah, and I don't know if I believe that they've gotten out of the way of the economy. We know he's putting in tariffs.
Yep.
And I know that he claimed initially that he wanted these bureaucracies to identify one law for every area or two laws or something or some trade-off. Like you got to identify one or two laws for
every
law you want.
Kill off some regulation that you're going to, if you're going to institute another
one. But no. He didn't say kill it off. He said you have to identify one.
Okay.
So it was like one of those tricky political word games where Trump makes it sound like he's doing something, but in point of fact, nothing's actually happening.
Okay, so the tariffs are relatively new, and we don't see the consequences of the tariffs going into any of the numbers as they're reported, because they're reported by quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't show you what the tariffs have done to the economy, and I don't expect
I didn't
great,
ask you to.
But
I know what they're going to do.
What I can tell you is that when you tell somebody that there's going to be tariffs, for instance, the Chinese buy a lot of soybeans from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You tell the Chinese and you tell the soybean distributors and soybean farmers that there's going to be a tariff on soybeans coming in the near future. It's likely that the Chinese will buy a lot of soybeans, driving up the sales.
Okay, so a temporary boost. So what?
That's all I can...
You're supposed to get excited about that?
Great. Trump is
Let's get the last
president.
Bit of drugs before the drug ban goes
When did
in.
I get excited about this? I simply called it the Trump bump, and you lost your mind.
No. You weren't just saying it was
the
Trump bump.
The reality
is... You said it was working. You said Trump is rolling back regulations.
Look at the graph, Mama
Jamma. It's a graph. Whoopie effing do.
Okay, I don't know what to
tell you. I've seen graphs before.
When you say I don't want to see the graph anymore, then what am I supposed to say?
I've seen the graph,
okay? And now what?
That's not evidence of anything besides the stock market is up.
Okay.
Coincidence, dude.
It's not a coincidence.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Until you've got some more evidence, you don't have any evidence of a Trump bump.
How about a truism? When the cat is away, the mice will play.
Uh-huh.
The cat being the regulators.
What makes you think the cat has gone away? I mean, what kind of world are you living in where you think the government's just going to close up shop because Donald Trump showed up to town? Oh, all the bureaucrats going to leave their jobs? Has there been any kind of headline about how the CPSC has completely closed down their operations, or the FDA is shuttering their windows up and, leaving for the weekend?
The stock market's about perceived value. Of a particular shares of a company,
uh-huh.
right? So when
so if the businesses
hold
are
on,
misperceiving
I'm not done
value,
this is me talking
yeah.
here. See that my lips continue to move. When investors perceive that the value of businesses will go up because regulators will no longer be pushing quite as hard,
they believe.
It's about belief, yes.
Uh-huh, yeah, and beliefs will change as they realize the regulators haven't gone home, and they're still there, and they're still standing in the way of getting things done.
Okay, so okay. You're making a prediction into the future, and I don't necessarily disagree with
you. No. I'm saying that's the status quo. The prediction is that will continue. Trump gets headlines because there have been, like I can say in the radio business where we are, there have been a few little tweaks,
mm-hmm.
right? We've seen these headlines in the...
There's going to be probably some ownership tweaks coming down the pike.
To news media. You're talking about the letting newspapers own radio stations, increasing the number of stations a company can own in a given marketplace,
yeah.
those tweaks. Yeah, that's coming. That's fine. But they're not abolishing the FCC, and I've given him credit on those. I've said, okay, well, Trump did X, Y, and Z. But they're not like huge things.
I'm not asking you to give him credit or not give him credit.
Well, I will give credit where credit's due.
Just use the term Trump bump to describe.
I'm not going to use
the
term.
I didn't say, no, I didn't ask you to use the term. I said I used the term, right? Like, it's a term. I used it.
Yes,
I
have torn it apart now at this point.
Trump skyrocket to the moon. It's never coming back.
No, but you're getting there, man. You're getting there. I mean, last week you pulled a Molyneux, taking a DMCA takedown notice on a YouTube video. Now you're talking Trump. You're getting on the Trump train.
Nobody does what
you're
talking
about. Just like Molyneux. So Stefan Molyneux, for those that don't know, is a former very principled libertarian who went on the Trump train. Lost his mind.
Became a statist, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, he was singing, he's from Canada, and he was singing the American National Anthem during the Trump election.
Yeah, and that's really weird of someone to be doing.
Especially as somebody who has spoken out against the nation state and against states in general and the idea of the coercive government. I'm concerned for you, your well-being, Mark. I'm concerned that you may be going down, you might be Trump insane or something like that. You might be catching whatever this madness is that some libertarians seem to have caught, and some of them caught it in 2016 during the Trump campaign when they were all like, ooh, Trump's more libertarian than Gary Johnson, which, maybe he is, but either way, neither of them are actual libertarians, and I don't see Donald Trump or any evidence that he's going in there with a machete and hacking and slashing the bushes of regulation out of the way of business. I just don't see it. I want to be wrong. I mean, please prove me wrong on this, but
I don't do
a chart from the stock market.
I don't have the time, energy, or inclination to go through and look at every regulation.
That's fine. I'm not expecting you to do that.
Thank goodness.
The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-3.
But I would like to talk about median income.
You want to talk about income, but if you want to talk about the Trump bump, maybe our callers can make a solid case for this, because call me skeptical. 855-450-3, 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Or maybe you want to sound way better than a regular phone call. We have Discord, discord.lrn.fm. We replaced that thing that the mega corporation runs that we used to use with Discord. So go to discord.lrn.fm.
You mean Microsoft?
Yeah, that yeah. one.
You're mad at Skype.
Yeah, we fired Skype.
Ian's libertarian mad. No, he's audio mad.
Yeah, and I did my market-based thing that I can do, and that is fired them and announced it because they suck. On-air call-in lines are available to you right now on our Discord chat. In fact, that I think is probably where most of our calls came in
from
last
night. Let me ask you something real quick, because every time that I disagree with something, generally you'll use the term butthurt. Are you butthurt right now?
No, because I never really liked Skype that much in the first place. I only brought them in because they were ubiquitous.
But you seemed really upset with Skype.
It was frustrating having them interrupt our show with a ringing noise multiple times.
But that's not butthurt.
That was frustrating. It was frustrating.
Okay, I understand it's frustrating. I like
as
that
as an
term.
Audio producer.
I think it's a much more mature term to use, and I would encourage you to use it in the future. I'm just wondering if that's butthurt, and maybe what the definition of butthurt is as opposed to frustrated.
I'll let you know the next time you're butthurt.
Thank
about
you.
That.
I really
figure out what
that.
The definition, definition is at that time.
I really I like that. I like my definitions on the fly as you like to define them. That's the best way for them.
So the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. The Discord chat is discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phone. See the phone. We talked to Steve. He's on the road calling from somewhere out there. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I was talking about the Trump bump is not the stock market. It's the U.S. government debt and deficit bump.
Tell me about that. What does that mean?
The first 7 months of the year, through July anyway, the deficit has run $686 billion. We spent $686 billion more than we took in.
You spent $686 billion?
The wow. U.S. government did. Donald Trump did. That's the Trump bump.
So, wait, run that by me one more time. They spent $686 billion more than what they took in?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the highest what?
That's the highest we've had for first 7 months of the year. Ever.
We're so you're saying Trump is increasing government spending, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Right as the economy's peaking and all of the tax breaks, that all went to the companies. We've had record stock buybacks by all the companies and all of his rich friends. None of this has gone trickle down to the worker. In fact, the latest labor poll showed that because of the cost of living, real wages dropped in this latest period. So they took a pay cut. Thanks, Mr. Trump.
Hey, here's another one. I remember seeing this headline earlier that the federal tax revenues have hit record highs. So, yeah, there's no cutbacks there, not cutting taxes. And
well, revenues are up and spending is up. I'm looking at a chart of the national debt here, and although there's these little flat lines for the debt ceiling, then it skyrockets into a right angle. This happens in 2013. It happens in 2016, January, into 2015, into 2015, and then happens again in 2017, which is what I presume we're referring to.
We're headed for $1 trillion annual deficit under Trump. 8 years of that.
I don't think anything's different,
dollars. Guys,
no, it's just more spending. It's the same thing. That's the point, Mark. Nothing's different under Trump.
Well,
he's spending more, just like every other president.
Exactly. The gentleman is claiming that the Trump bump is more spending and a higher debt. And I would claim, however, looking at this, that it looks remarkably similar to the debt that the United States was incurring under Barack Obama, too. So I don't think you can call it a bump if it's not gone up.
Well, it is going up.
It's going up, is what you're saying. But as a percentage, it's not impressive.
It's more big government from Donald Trump.
It's the same line of skyrocketing.
Right, so what you're saying is he's just like Obama, right? Just like we've always said about these presidents. They're all the same. Trump wants you to believe that he's different from these guys. But what's he really changed out? He certainly hasn't drained the swamp. It's all mythology.
I think it's a different liar and thief.
He's more entertaining.
We get a new president.
He's more entertaining.
But in this case, I'm not impressed by the amount of spending. Looking at this particular chart that I've got here, that's coming from.
Well, it's not supposed to be impressive. It's sad news. And Steve, anything else you want to share tonight? I appreciate you bringing that up. Are you listening on your radio? Because I hear it in the background, and that's going to cause problems. Thanks for the call, Steve.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Steve.
It.
Bye-bye.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, rule number one when you're calling talk radio is you got to turn the radio down in the background. Otherwise, it'll be really confusing.
It's really distracting for us as radio hosts. We can't.
Well, I mean, it can be distracting. It wasn't so bad there because it was pretty in the background.
Yeah, but the caller's distracted.
But the problem
is
the caller becomes distracted by themselves, basically. So the caller is distracted by listening to themselves on the radio, and that's a problem. Yeah. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Michael. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, I appreciate, Ian, you're bringing Mark back to reality.
I'm not sure I left
for
reality.
Him to get lost in the Trump train.
You're buying Ian's narrative that somehow I have put on a Trump T-shirt, and when in fact
you are
my
wearing
T-shirt,
a Coco the Gorilla T-shirt.
Yeah, my T-shirt is of a gorilla that used to speak sign language.
I think you want to like Trump, and I understand.
What makes you think that?
I just based on what you've been saying tonight. It seems
tonight,
like yeah, it seems
you've
like
known
you
me for 20 years.
You've had a big shift in the last week,
dullard.
Buddy. You did a DMCA takedown notice in the last, the last 7 days, and it was pretty serious.
I think
so,
we're talking more like 14 at this
the
point.
The chat room here is, there's a couple folks in the chat room who are saying they're worried about you, buddy. So
that's
we're
because
just...
they like to see us fight. Did you understand how we make a living?
Hey, I'm not fighting with you. I just asked you questions. You brought up this Trump train thing or the Trump bump thing.
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, I just asked you some questions. You couldn't bring up satisfactory answers. Go ahead, Michael, with what you were calling about.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example of the Trump
sure.
magic. Yesterday, his longtime friend and personal lawyer, John Dowd, who has been replaced at the White House by Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani. Yesterday, he was on a national talk show with Brian Kilmeade, had a long interview with him. And after the interview, I called in to talk to Brian to try to get him to relate to some clear, proven facts about the meeting between the Russian lawyer and Donald Jr. Now,
and what is this about? The Russian lawyer and the son of Donald Trump. What are the allegations? Is this recent? Is this old news? I don't follow.
At this point, we've got an admission from Donald Trump Jr. that he did meet with some Russian lawyer. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Who was the lawyer representing? I'm sorry to interrupt. The lawyer's normally working for somebody, so who is he working for?
Look, we don't have all the facts yet.
Okay. Is the supposed story like this is the Russian government working with the Trump family kind of thing?
I'm sure it's the KGB or whatever the GBH or whatever the heck they're called now, and they've admitted it all so that you can
get
the
whole story. Well, Michael's always got some kind of conspiracy theory for us, so we're going to see what the lefty conspiracy theory is in just moments, if he'll hang on. We'll continue. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Everybody knows all the Alex Jones conspiracy theories by now, right?
We've heard them all. Yeah.
So I'm just asking questions.
I like the fresh lefty conspiracies, because we just don't get to hear as many of those. So we'll see if Michael's got one for us today. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Officials say ground service agent Richard Russell, who stole an empty plane from Seattle-Tacoma Airport Friday night, had legitimate access before taking off and later crashing. Brad Tilton, CEO of Alaska Airlines.
Normally there are ramp clearances, there are ground clearances, there are takeoff clearances. Those did not happen in this situation. This was an unauthorized flight.
Cell phone video shows the moment the twin-engine Horizon Airlines plane does what appears to be a mid-aerial barrel roll before dropping down above the waterline off the coast of Seattle.
What the hell is this guy doing?
In radio communications, air traffic controllers and a Horizon pilot refer to the man flying as Rich. As they talked to him, they learned he wasn't planning to land the plane safely.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, live Saturday edition as we continue here. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we opened up the show tonight with actually the intention of getting to another topic. Mark, you want to talk about income. Today versus, or 2017 versus 1967, I think it was.
Yeah.
And we're gonna get into that, but we ended up talking. You mentioned this thing of the Trump bump off the air, and I brought it up on the air, and now people want to talk about this, because some people believe in this thing. You sounded like you believed in it. Now, I'm not sure, maybe you poked holes in your own argument.
What are you talking about? The Trump bump, if it refers to the stock market rise, is clearly and demonstrably exists.
Right, but at the beginning, that's not what you were calling the Trump bump. You were saying it was all across the board, etc.
I had looked at a chart that showed that median household income had been up, but that was under Obama in late 2016.
And they had another guy call in to point out that there was another Trump bump in the deficit, meaning that deficit spending is up. Now you pointed out, of course, that continues to rise under all presidents.
It basically seems to rise at the same rate, right. Which is a terrifying rate, but Trump doesn't seem to have to.
Right, the national debt ain't going down, that's for sure. No. Michael's on the line in Virginia, and you were touching on some allegation regarding Donald Trump's son and a Russian attorney. Michael, what was the attorney? What do you know about this? What are you trying to get out there?
Well, her name is Natalia Veselnitskaya.
Mm-hmm.
Just call her Natalia V for short. This is much talked about because it is the thing that that has everybody wondering if there was some kind of a conspiracy to have the Russians help throw the election to Donald Trump. Well,
now, what could the Russians do to throw an election? I mean, all they can really do, I mean, what, worst case, funnel some money into an election campaign, into some political action committees, buy some advertising, attack Hillary on RT. I mean, so, like, what else could Russia do besides media things?
Well, what they actually did was they illegally hacked Clinton's emails and...
there's no evidence for that, though, right? Like, I mean, WikiLeaks said they were not given anything by any Russians.
Well, hold on. Let me say, they hacked her emails, and in that meeting with Donald Jr., they made a deal to turn those emails over to Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
But you don't have any evidence. That's a conspiracy theory, right? I mean, you believe that to be the case, but you don't actually have any evidence.
The case.
How do you know it to be the case, though?
I know it to be the case, and here's the evidence. Donald Trump has had in his employ since 2006 the son of the Attorney General of all of Russia.
That's circumstantial evidence at best. I mean, that doesn't mean what you're saying it means.
Well, no, they admit that this son of the Attorney General set up the meeting with the lawyer. Okay, so he rules the lawyers of Russia. So Natalia V was actually there for this son's father, the Attorney General of Russia. Now, what did he do 3 days after that meeting, as was apparently agreed to in the meeting? He turned those hacked emails over to Julian Assange.
You believe that, but again, there's no actual evidence for it. But even if it's true, let's go ahead and hand it to you. Let's hand it to you, Michael. How's it proven?
That's already proven in the press. That's there's no question, and they're
not even
arguing.
How did they prove that?
Well,
was there video evidence? Was there, you know, some sort of testimony? I mean, how do
you...
You
want me to take up all the time of my call?
No, I really don't. I'm asking for a quick answer, if possible.
Okay, the quickest answer would be Trump, Russia, a definitive history. The author is Seth Hettner.
Okay, you can't cite a book as, you know, the proof that a thing happened in a hotel room.
So basically it's a bunch of evidence that sort of piles up.
There's some circumstantial
this conclusion.
Somebody knows some Russian people. You know, Trump and his family members know some Russian people. Okay, well, I got a Russian guy who helps me with a cryptocurrency vending machine. That doesn't mean I've got, you know, Russian mafia ties. Maybe Trump does have Russian mafia ties. Let's just give it to you. And say that what you're saying happened, okay? I don't say I agree, but let's just, for the sake of this discussion, say that it was the Russians who hacked Hillary's emails. Are you going to further say that they planted evidence in the hacked emails, or do you believe that the hacked emails were as they were, meaning that they just released emails that actually did exist?
They released them at a time when they would benefit Trump.
Yes, that's what you do when you have, when you've got dirt on a political opponent, you release the dirt at the correct time. This is playing politics. It is a dirty game. That's how it works. So at least you're not denying that the emails are valid, right? Because you could. You could deny. If you were to claim these are hacked emails, you could deny. Of course, there are ways of kind of tracing origins of things like that, but that gets a little bit complicated. So you're admitting then that Hillary Clinton is a dishonest person who is trying to throw the election in her favor by cheating inside the Democratic primary.
Oh, they clearly had both of these candidates totally compromised.
Okay. But you agree that Hillary Clinton there compromised herself, right? Like by cheating and attempting to cheat, she compromised herself. She didn't need the Russians to compromise her in that particular case. She did that, and they just, if it was the Russians, they just simply revealed that information. I don't fault them. If it was them that did that, I would say thank you. You performed a service by shining a light on a cockroach, and I hope they do it for more U.S. politicians.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate it.
We need to have more cockroaches revealed in the politics.
Yep. I hesitate to call to say that Clinton cheated in the 2016 nomination, but I believe that she was prepared to. So
wasn't
for instance,
she teaming up with the DNC chair to?
Let me give my analogy.
Okay.
If you have an ace of spades up your sleeve and you don't slide it into your hand, mm-hmm. have you cheated?
No.
You are intending to cheat.
You are intending to cheat.
And in this case, and she would have had a deal with the dealer to like help her out in that circumstance. Right?
Is
like,
that cheating? Or is that colluding to cheat?
Cheating and colluding, yeah.
Okay. So to me, I don't think that we can prove that the cheating occurred, but I think that it's pretty clear that the collusion to cheat occurred. So it's like pulling the sleeve up and saying, ah, look, you've got an ace of spades up here. You know?
Yeah.
Although it's like she was doing that without sleeves because these relationships are pretty transparent.
Let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis. By the way, toll free number here 855-450 free like freedom. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Larry.
That guy sounded like he was kind of had a couple too many highballs. He called in last. The thing about it is, I love President Trump.
Do you?
And I'm a color boy, right? Because he's shaking things up, right? And he's going to expose Al Sharpton and LeBron James and all these other color boys that think they got something going. He's going to expose them for what they really are.
What makes you think that?
What he's going to do, what makes me think it? Because he got LeBron. LeBron James is acting like
isn't
he's
that a
doing
sports
so much
guy?
Opening a school, right? He can't afford to open a school. That's the job for the state to do. So he's going to slap him. He slapped him down one time because he set a bunch of kids up to fail.
Wait. So, wait. LeBron James, he's a sports player, correct?
Yeah,
correct.
He is.
He's a player.
He wants to open
potentially the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah, right.
And I'm a Michael Jordan fan.
Wait. So this guy wants to open a school, but he can't afford it? I missed the details.
He cannot afford it.
And what does Trump have to do with this? Hold on, Larry. You're going to have to put all this together for me here in a moment. Larry is with us. He's a fan of Trump.
I have questions about this boy word that he was using, too.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here live Saturday edition of the program. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This program brought to you by Bitcoin.com. New to cryptocurrency? Well, now might be a good time to get involved. Bitcoin down to around $6,000 U.S. Today.
6312.
Yeah, down from a recent high of as much as $8,000. Peaked up there within the last couple of weeks.
There's a crash coming on.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never know what's going to happen in the world of cryptocurrency.
Now's the time to buy.
Between
it's on sale.
A year ago and now, I think it's gone up by two, right? So I think it was around $3,000 about a year ago, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So over time, Bitcoin has done very, very well. And, of course, there are other cryptocurrencies. But go to Bitcoin.com to get started and learn more about crypto and Bitcoin. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to the phones, with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Riley.
And Mark.
As we continue, and by the way, Riley's here courtesy of the Anarcho Agenda podcast, which you can get at, let me see if I got this right, anarchoagenda.libsyn.com.
That's correct.
All right, excellent. As we go to, back to Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you were just telling us how much you love Donald Trump. Go ahead. And you were saying he was going to target, I'm sorry, you were saying you were, yeah.
Here's what it started out with, Donald Trump and LeBron, right?
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
LeBron's been rebuking Trump, telling him how no good and racist he is. Trump said, told him he should mind his own business and called him a fill hand. That's what he is.
What?
A fill hand. He's just like the one the sportscaster said one time. Those big men like that were bred to be that way. That's why they got such superior strength and ability, because they were specially bred to be fill hands. So LeBron's a fill hand.
And what's
right?
The word?
Field hand.
A field hand.
Yeah.
A field hand, okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the Jimmy the Greek, I think, was the one that's credited with this statement. I've never found that to be a particularly racist statement. I mean, of all the racist statements that are out there and the reasons that people should be fired, that seems to some extent to be a relatively historically accurate statement.
It's accurate. A fill hand is an accurate thing. That's what they categorized us as back in that time. But anyway, LeBron and people like him and the other athletes that are getting money, They need to keep their mouths shut, because if they come out and start a school, it's not going to be something that they're going to be able to sustain.
Now, what is this thing about a school? You're saying LeBron James wants
to start a school?
LeBron's trying to start
a school, yeah.
He did start one.
Trying to get some brownie points or something, or maybe get a tax write-off for acting like he's starting a school. Then when he go out of business, leave the kids in a lurch.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Are you saying he did start the school, or he's trying
to? Well, some charter school. He did start a charter school.
Do you just hate LeBron James? I mean, why would you question his motives for starting a school? That seems pretty.
I question it because people like him, they need to get back to the point. Like I say on this program.
That's pretty cynical. I mean, are you saying that? Hold on.
I'm not being cynical. I'm being realistic.
Are you saying that because LeBron James is a sports star, he should keep his mouth shut? Is that what you actually said earlier?
Well, he should channel his money into something more productive, like helping all of the black people rise. He can't go around creating Schindler's List to save a few. It's all or nothing.
What would you propose that he do? I mean, if he feels like he can take his money and put it into a school to help, let's say, some underprivileged urban city people, I'm presuming that's where it is. I don't know. I'm going on what you're saying, okay? I don't know anything about the story. But if that's how he feels he can spend his money to be effective, who are you to criticize that? And what would you say that he should do besides that?
It's a vision of cruelty, what he's doing. What he should do with his money is to have a media campaign to get all the other athletes like him on board and tell them to stop being cheapskates and get behind an effort to lift all of his people out of the situation.
What does that mean
right now?
Do you want a cash handout from LeBron James? Is that what you're saying?
I don't want a cash handout. We have enough areas in our community that are suffering that a national effort could be made, combating all the people such like Colin Kaepernick, who claims he cares so much. These guys are super cheapskates, right? That's what they are.
Every athlete, when I went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers games, I would see, I'd actually go to the games themselves, and they had all these different charities that all these different athletes were involved
In.
And they certainly do it for tax reasons to some extent, but they're helping people in the process. I have to disagree.
Anybody. He says they're not helping.
Larry, I have another question. I'd like to move on to something else. You used the term, I think, colored boy, to refer to yourself and to LeBron James. And I guess I have some questions. Would you use the N-word in conversation?
I will use not that N-word, but I would say Negro. That's what the Southerners used to call us. That's close to that. So if I want in public, but if I was in private conversation, even with a white person, first I would say, do you mind if I use the word, use the N-word? And if they say, I'm complete with that. I would
have a problem with it.
How would you have a problem with it?
Because, there's a lot of people have been hurt throughout the years.
They've been hurt nothing. Hey, look, we're trying to teach people, the colored people, hey, when somebody says that word, you go over in the corner and cower down, or you get up and try to kick their behind and go to jail. That is a tick word, just like Pavlov's dog. I've been called a lot worse than
yeah, sticks and stones, break my bones,
words
will never hurt me. I'm with you on that one, Larry, but I just don't allow it here on the radio just because.
Go off of it.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know what he wants. I mean, I could have gone on and asked him, like, what do you want? Oh, you want LeBron James and Colin Kaepernick to donate a bunch of money to some fund that gives it out in the way that you think is best. Well, that's nice. Each individual, one of the nice things about living here in the United States is you still have the ability to donate to charity and create charities to some extent. And so
that's a better option than having the government take your money.
Way better than that. And also better than having somebody who you don't know, like Larry, deciding what to do with your money. So it's the worst when the government takes your money and decides what to do with it because you have no say whatsoever in that. But it's also not that great. Even when somebody, certainly it's not that great when somebody you don't know has somehow access to your money, but even if it's somebody you do know, even if you knew Larry, and even if Larry knew what you wanted to do with the money, he wouldn't still spend it in exactly the way that you would want to see it spent. The only way to do that is for you yourself to spend it.
The very fact that we don't create monopoly organizations that handle, we shouldn't. The very idea of a monopoly organization to handle charitable dollars basically mirrors the government, which is the most ineffective organization in as far as efficiency when it comes to the distribution of
it's the
funds.
Worst way to help anybody.
Look, really. I want to help poor people as badly as anybody. But I can, you know, and you and I, we built a, we helped fund the building of, we didn't actually
lift any
blocks or anything like that. But we funded the building of an orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. I'm sure somebody
out
there.
We also to the local homeless shelter, the private one.
That too. There's, you know, I'm sure there's people out there that would say, well, you could have spent your money better. And maybe they're right. I have no clue. But
we didn't have a competing option on the table. We had that one.
I saw an option. Yeah. In how to help people, and I took that. I saw an opportunity, and I took that opportunity. Yep. Hopefully, but best I can tell, people are being helped. Young children who
We had evidence of it.
Have rain
solid
falling
evidence.
On their head. Don't have rain falling on their head anymore. Are getting meals. Are having a soft bed to sleep in.
And it wasn't something we couldn't accomplish. It was a level that we could reach. Our listeners made it happen for us, and we had some matching contributions as well that helped with that. But it was something we could do, and we did do it, and it's completed. Right. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We're going to Peter. He's listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just out of curiosity, did the DNC accept a donation?
You're in a really bad cell right now. I cannot make out a word you're saying. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll try you back coming up here in a little bit. But meanwhile, let's try Bob in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
I'm pulling what hair I have left out right now.
Okay, but, take a break. Talk to us. Let's do it.
We gotta get a DNA test done on Larry because I'm not so sure he's black.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, he certainly has different opinions than.
Are you suggesting that? Are you suggesting that a black person is supposed to think a certain way?
Yeah, he's an Oreo. He's black on the outside and white on the end.
Are you saying that everyone, hold on, let me clarify here. Are you saying that any black person who supports Donald Trump is white on the inside?
They're Oreo.
Why would you say something like that? Why would you suggest that?
Donald Trump and the Republican Party stand for different things than Democrats.
Are you suggesting that black people are supposed to be Democrats? I'm a little confused. Hang on here.
I'm an office-holding Republican, and I believe you've just called me a racist.
We're going to get back to it. Hopefully Bob will hang through the news. We've got hour number two on the way here tonight. Free Talk Live. Open phones as always. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got on-air call-in lines on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.